Think a minute. James Macy was a child born outside of marriage. Because of this, he was marked the rest of his life as a second-class citizen in England's 18th century society. Although his true father was Duke of Northumberland, James was never allowed to hold his father's title. James' mother tried to have his rightful honor in society restored, but the British government refused. So James was denied the rights of most ordinary citizens. He could not enter Parliament, hold a public office, or get a job in civil service. He could not even enter the Army or the Navy. So shortly after James graduated from Pembroke College, he ambitiously started a career in science. The results of his many advanced experiments were published, and James became a highly respected scientist. Yet, while other scientists were recognized by the British government with knighthoods, James was denied that honor simply because of his birth. James never married, knowing that his country would also reject his children because of him. However, he did pass on another great inheritance. When James died in 1829, he was a very rich man. But instead of leaving his riches to his own nation, he left all of his money to the United States. He disinherited England as it had disinherited him. In his will, James instructed that his money be used to start an institution that would continue to discover and spread knowledge for humankind. His only condition was that it would carry on his family name, which was taken away from him at birth, the name he adopted later in life, Smithson. Today, the Smithsonian Institution is the world's largest museum complex, with museums and research centers around the world sharing with millions its cultural and scientific knowledge. You see, James used his rejection to give him direction, to where he could invest his time, talents, and resources to make the world a better place. Just because you've felt rejected, that does not mean your life has no important purpose. In fact, if you'll ask your Maker to take control of your heart, Jesus, who will never reject you, will show you his great plan and purpose for your life, one day at a time. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.